Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to It's a Secret Show. No, what is it called? A Secret Show.
This is already going great.
All right.
I'm keeping this in.
No, you're not.
Why not?
All right, A Secret Show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minge, Intern Anthony. Intern Anthony was gone last week, so we didn't get to do a podcast. So it's very exciting to be back.
Yes.
This is going to trigger you. So one of the topics that came up that we couldn't talk about on the radio today was during the pandemic, lots of women and men, maybe, have used toys to enhance their pleasure. During the pandemic than any other time because you're not out seeing anybody.
Oh,
not,
like,
yes.
Right, we're not talking about Legos. We're talking about dildos.
By the way, this podcast is not for children. It's not to be listened to out loud at work. It's a secret show. And yeah, here we are. So we were talking a little bit off air, and Anthony, this cracks me up because I'm much older than you, and women.
Not much. Don't be dramatic.
I have
you
more.
You are not.
I have more experience than you.
You're more experienced for sure. Not much older though.
Okay, every woman has a vibrator.
I think you're wrong. Because I don't think my girlfriend.
She doesn't tell you.
No.
I think she does, and she doesn't tell you.
Okay, let me say something, and I don't care how much this seems like I'm shattering my masculinity here. I'd be severely offended if I found out that my girlfriend had a... Because, like, does that...
You can't say it.
You don't want to say it? Whisper it.
No.
Dildo. Whisper it.
I don't even like that word. I don't like dildo. Girls don't call it that. They just call it their vibrator.
Oh, okay. Well, vibrator then, because I mean, am I not enough? Like, is the guy not enough?
All right. That's a very newbie kind of way of looking at it. I'm just telling you, when you get married and you're in a long-term relationship, one day that sucker's coming out. And you're just going to be like, what? I don't do it for you. And then she'll say, no, that's not true. It can enhance what we do. It's fun.
Right.
And Johnny, do you agree?
Yeah, that's where I'm coming from. I think it's a turn on if she has one.
Okay, so you've never been married, but you've had, you know, many relationships. I mean,
and I'm pretty
am
sure
I right?
that they've all had a vibrator. And, like, I know the drawer that it's in. And I've seen it.
Or the spot under the bed.
God.
Yeah. So you can't take offense to this, Anthony, because it's just part of pleasure. It just enhances pleasure. It doesn't mean you're not doing anything right.
We've never even talked about it.
Let me open up your eyes real quick.
Okay. What?
I'm not going to be gross. I know that Anthony's like mom and grandmother listen to this. So how could I word this? You still watch adult films outside of your relationship. So you doing that would be equivalent to anybody who you're with doing whatever she wants to do.
That's perfect, John.
I don't like that explanation because you're telling me that you're... he's so wrong.
No.
Because you're telling me that you sit there, you know, let's say this goes back a couple of years before you had a girlfriend. You meet this girl. You throw her on the bed. You're about to whip out your stuff. And she goes, wait, hold on. I got something better. And pulls out one that's inches longer.
No,
it doesn't work
like that.
It doesn't work like that.
Sometimes it does, Karen.
Okay, you're right. Okay, in my experience, it has not worked like that.
He has it all wrong.
How do I have it wrong?
Because you're not replacing. You're not the vibrator doesn't replace you. There's all different ways you can use it. You
how
know what
we
I
put
mean?
This?
I know. I'm trying so hard to skirt around.
I know
this
what
issue.
You're saying. You're saying that you have sex while you use the vibrator at
no,
the same time.
No, Anthony, we're saying you're not together 24/7. So in your well, you're not together 24/7. So in your absence, a partner might want to use something else when you're not there.
And you use porn, so why can't a woman use a vibrator or a sex toy?
I do not know what porn is. Shout out,
oh,
Grandma
God,
and Mom.
Oh, because you're grasping oh. right now.
But it's this. But you're doing a double standard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if that helps you when you're alone, why can't women have something that helps them when they're alone or together?
I'm so sorry. I disagree with you guys. I think that the male version of the vibrator that you're talking about would be a female sex doll. Not porn.
No.
No way.
Uh-uh. It's simpler than that. It's no called the Fleshlight. I have two of them.
Wait, it's called what?
A what?
A
the
what?
Fleshlight? You've never heard of this?
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah.
Wait, I don't think I have.
Explain
it might
it to
be.
Her. It's a. Right, I've heard it called pocket pussy also, though.
Oh, it's like an inflatable woman?
No.
I'll explain it.
Oh, my
it.
God.
And
I don't know
I actually
this.
Don't have one. My old roommate has two of them.
Wait, tell me it again. I'm Googling it. Hold on.
Don't
well,
Google it.
Make sure your kids aren't walking by in the background.
Believe me,
Karen,
I'm trying not to talk about this too loud right
it's
now.
It's a flashlight. It looks like a flashlight.
Okay.
But instead of a light bulb, it's a vagina.
Flashlight, so vagina. It's called Fleshlight.
Flesh. F-L-E-S-H. Light.
Are you
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. And oh, wow. Yeah. I never... Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So it's a flashlight, but when you screw off the top, it's a fake vagina.
Correct.
Correct.
Also called a pocket pussy.
Oh, I never knew this. I thought I knew so much.
Look, you're talking such a big game. Young Anthony, with all of his lack of knowledge, you didn't know what that was.
So you can have one of them, but we can't have a sex toy or vibrator or whatever we want.
No, I think it's weird to have a fleshlight, and I also think it's weird to have a vibrator. I think both sides are wrong. You're a couple. Just have sex. Why does
no,
it...
No, because, of course, sex is amazing, but it's also fun to add things and have things when the other person's not around. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get you off the, I am so offended if she has one.
I also love the Karen that said we're trying to get you off.
Did I say that? Oh, don't God. Tape that.
Okay. Oh, it's going on. Anthony, though, how could I tiptoe around? This is tough because it's the podcast. We could say whatever we want, but I don't want to be disgusting here. But Anthony, it's almost like replace vibrator with the M word. I had a teacher in school. His last name was Bates, and he was from England. So we used to call him Master Bates.
Okay, I got it.
It's a true story. He was my English teacher.
I know what you're saying. You're saying
But so are you not okay with women doing that?
No, I'm not. And I don't care if it sounds like a double standard or
Dude.
Not. Dude. That's a completely different
Karen.
Thing. Karen,
it's not.
Come on.
It's not. To me, the man is always the best. Always. Always, always. But man, you can have some really good ones if you have a toy. You can have some more powerful ones if there's a little enhancement.
The bedroom activity with your partner could even get better if you learn yourself and you learn... Oh,
it has to be
so
introduced.
Hard.
It has to be introduced by your partner in a really kind of loving way. I remember the first time I brought it out when I was married, and the same reaction. And I'm like, no, it could be fun. Come on, let's try. You have to introduce it correctly.
Yeah, 3 years later, he's the one bending over. That's the problem.
Oh,
when the vibrator.
No, it's not. Oh man,
that's a whole different. I have friends who were into that. It's called pegging.
Yeah. Oh, God, are we talking about that?
You brought up vibrators. How are we not going to bring up pegging?
Okay. Well, yeah, I've run into people that do enjoy that.
Oh, you do?
I did.
I do it. There was a guy on Blown Off that got pegged, and that was the reason that she didn't call him back.
Oh, my God. Well, it's different for everybody. As long as it's not, really freaky, let's get back to... We're trying to teach Anthony that it's not going to be a bad thing. See, you're going to love this, Aunt, because when she finally introduces the sex toy to the relationship, and she will, she will. Do not be offended. There is nothing that's going to ever replace you. It's just why not have toys to make it more fun?
So offensive.
Anthony, are you freaking out?
Because it's so offensive. It's like, I think of it as the equivalent to a girl standing there and making like the little, you know, like with the index finger and the thumb when they say it's small and they go, and they, you know, like that little, those
what?
Things that people do.
It has nothing to do with
it
you.
It has nothing to do with you is right.
So then
don't
why
you want to
bring it?
Why don't you want to please her? Don't you want to make her have the most pleasure she can?
But that's,
figure it out. Get creative.
That's why in a, let me see how I can put this in a clean way. That's why that's why I'm bringing my own brajol to the dinner rather than her bringing one.
Right. But does it vibrate and light up? No.
All right. No.
All right. Here, there's also small ones that you just use in the front of the body and you don't insert. So there's all different kinds. You don't have to
is
have
that
a,
the one that looks like an alien?
It looks like
why do some of them look like hooks? I'm looking up pictures.
That's for the butt.
Oh, I thought that was for...
But it has two. It has like a little one and then a big one.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm not that... I guess I'm not that experienced.
You bought the Amazon Prime one. That's just the basic one.
I've gone sex toy shopping a handful of times with, you know, previous partners.
Yeah, it's fun. Usually my girlfriends and I, like, we're too scared to walk in one, so we go all in together and then we all buy like the Leaf or something.
There are some wild... The Leaf?
The Leaf. Oh, it's
is
a
that,
good one.
You can't just casually say that.
it's a good one. Apparently, with all my mom friends, I really should have asked for one for my birthday.
There's... Yeah, from your kids? Like, who's getting that for you?
No,
actually, I'm not going to put your kids in this. That's disgusting.
Up the Leaf. Let's see.
Your mind would be blown at all the different types of things that there are. Karen, I saw
one that was like... I got to get off this before my kids walk in the room and see me looking this stuff up.
Like, it's still early. I saw this octopus-looking thing. It was like 8 dicks. It's obviously for group sex, but it's like 8 dicks.
Oh, man. Yeah,
in like
no.
a spindle octopus. You want me to get that for your birthday?
Anthony God. Would die. He would die. He can't even handle a little pocket vibrator.
Wait, you know, Karen, you tell him...
You know
Tell
the big
about
guy.
The parties.
Stephanie's going to get invited to a sex toy party. Instead
well,
of a Tupperware, instead of a Tupperware party, women sit around and there's a woman that introduces
it's
or
true.
Man. It doesn't, you know,
what
make
the
a difference.
Hell?
Haven't you ever seen Bad Moms when they had that guy come over and teach them?
No.
It's something like that. Like they'll sit around and pass around different sex toys that and they'll explain them.
Oh my God.
And then you put an order in. It's fun.
It's like Girl Scout cookies.
Maybe she's not in a book club. What's going on here?
The whole time you said you were going to a book club.
You just can't get offended. I know it's going to be a weird moment, but just think about how more powerful it can be.
I figured out my final explanation for this. It's like walking into a room that I already set up with flowers and chocolates and romantic music and candles and seeing her go... Hey, babe, he's going to join us. And it's the big guy from the meme that sits at the edge of the bed.
You're intimidated.
I'm very intimidated.
Well, you know what? It's up to your woman to make you comfortable with it. I know she will. I know she will.
All right.
Also, that big guy was a meme. You know he was a porn star?
He is a porn star. Yeah. Well, he's
what?
Dead.
No, he died.
He died.
What? He died?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That, yeah. Why? What happened?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't know the guy, so.
Oh, my God. He's everywhere.
I'm going to look up his name. Hold on.
No, don't. It's just going to be dick pics.
We're so dirty. But, yeah, it's a part of life. Just want to tell you.
I think Anthony has it wrong. I'm not thinking of – I don't really think of sex toys, like, in the bedroom. I think it's a personal thing, in my opinion. And if a woman wants to use one.
Oh, so it hasn't been brought in to the room with you?
No, I'm not saying that. It has.
His name is Wood, by the way.
His name is what?
Wood. If you look up –
It would be Wood.
Sure it is.
Wood porn star. The first thing that comes up is star of coronavirus big penis prank text revealed.
His name's Tommy Wood. Tommy Wood.
Tommy
yeah,
Wood.
That's his porn name.
Uh-huh.
That's revealed is dead.
I can't believe we're talking about this. I hope I'm not going to send this one to my mom.
I pray my mother never hears me talk or my kids.
Wait, what's that noise?
It's not me.
Well, I don't have a vibrator. Anthony, do you?
I damn sure don't have one in the studio.
Karen.
Come on. Who
that
has
loud,
that?
Karen, who's that?
You have it on the first setting, by the way. That's the slow one.
Oh, my God, Karen.
Oh, please. I've left it in the bed, and my daughter has, like, jumped in bed with me and go, what's this?
Oh, my God, enough, enough.
I'm like, oh, it's a little neck massager that I use on my pillow.
Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note.
Real life. Sorry. True. Can't wait for you guys to have kids.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.